life at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll sail the storm when our cannons will roar.
Back. I love that song, by the way. And I didn't sing it, Tom.
I think Sid's ready to rock and roll, isn't he?
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
John, come on. We want to go ahead and kind of get all your information out. We want to make sure we don't miss some of your information before we take any other callers. So go ahead, because I know you have to go to church.
Okay. So what do you want?
Give us a little bit of information which want to pass on to the people.
Well, see, when I was young, I was given... when I was younger, I'm the one that started Domino's Pizza, okay? Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with anything else. I was the first one who was offered McDonald's hamburger.
Oh, my.
And I turned them down because I didn't want that, and I went into Domino's Pizza back east in Wilmington, Delaware. I started that for 4 years, and they wanted a payoff for me to stay open, and I lost the whole business and come back to Kansas City broke. See, so I lived a hard life, but I had everything. And I understand how everybody takes everybody to the cleaners and everything.
Hey, John, I think we have a couple callers that want to ask you questions. So let's
finish Sid. She's still on the line.
I am. Hey, John, can I ask a question, sir?
What's that?
Is there a website where all your writings are, sir?
No, I don't have a website. I need somebody to help me to do this. It'd be
is there any place where your writings can be found?
Not unless I mail some to you.
I think the best thing to do is call John and then you coordinate. Maybe you guys could, he can email or mail you something. His number
I find John fascinating, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
John calls out to God with two broken legs, and God imparts in John a moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very compelling story, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's compelling because my story is the same, is similar.
Exactly. Good
you deal. Call out to God, God hears you, and nobody else has to do anything. And all of a sudden, right and wrong become very apparent.
Yes.
Sid,
very good.
Hey,
what I might do, Sid,
yes, ma'am?
Make sure I have your number.
I will.
With Matt.
I will.
And what I'm going to do is maybe want to put together a little blog, WordPress thing, where you guys can put your information on. It's like a small website.
Okay.
I'll have my daughter look into it, maybe, and she does websites and see if she can put together.
Yeah,
just
John has to leave us to go to church, but his number.
My address?
Should you put that on the air?
Why don't you give your phone number out first, John? It's 816-765-9898.
What a great number.
And before we run out of time with John, we have another caller.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sid.
We have Abe in Florida. Abe, what do you have for us this morning, sir?
Yeah, well, this guy fellow was saying that people don't have no residence, and he helps them to help their self. It's kind of hard to believe that a guy, that God gave him the gift of writing when, when you write, do you say people help their self and they don't have no residence?
The people that's walking the streets, what I'm talking about, living under bridges and everything.
Homeless
people. I used to stop and help them, give them money.
I don't think John has any degrees in writing or. I think he's just doing it out of his heart, Abe.
How much money did you used to give people on the streets, for example?
I gave everybody $3 a piece. Everybody I seen. I used to go down where they stand in line to go eat breakfast in front of the church or a mission.
Hang on, everybody. I think John needs to leave us, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mine?
I sang part of that. I'm sorry. We're back on the air. I love that song, Sweet Liberty. Okay, and that's exactly, you know, why I'm in this, is for our liberty. And for persons like John, he has a vision, a dream. He was giving out $3 bills to people who are homeless. And, you know, you cannot disregard somebody's life, and I think our other caller was kind of belittling him, but I think that he's at least trying to help someone in the little ways that he can. So we're going to switch gears on this, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in Japan, but also what we are doing here, what we need to do here. And is Lou on already, Tom?
I haven't seen him on the screen yet.
Okay. no, Lou, I can see no. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about is that in the same situation that Japan's in, how are we going to prepare ourselves as people for what's coming up?
And an insightful look at towards that is what's coming up here in the Midwest. We're having the NLE 2011, in which we're supposed to be having a earthquake drill. So, We have Lou was an expert on communications. We had him on about a month or two ago. And he and his group is actually working inside that drill. And he has people, and I think himself, he's going to be manning some locations at hospitals where they'll be contacting people and making sure everybody's all right in case the grid actually goes down. So there are people, I should say, that are working towards this on our side, inside the movement that is wanting to control us. So hopefully Lou will call in and we can get into that a little bit more in depth.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about 2 years before the tsunami, there was a researcher who came in and viewed the plant and warned of the tsunami hitting the nuclear plant and those plants in general, and warned of the weaknesses that were in them. Even though they were the best, they were prepared for earthquakes, what have you, but the people didn't want to understand that it would be at this magnitude. And I think we, because, you know, how many times do we talk about government doing this, government doing that? We're not preparing for what might happen down the future. We know that we are going to have tsunami hit the West Coast. We know we're going to have a New Madrid massive earthquake. Okay, I mean, it's a fact. Along with that, that's going to be liquefaction. We know we're going to have basically the water is going to end up being mixed with the soil, and we're going to have quicksand. What are we doing to prepare ourselves here in Missouri for what's going to happen in New Madrid? Because it's not going to just be only down at the other end of our state.
No, it's going to affect us nationwide, and if it's anywhere near what some people are claiming, it could actually sever the United States by knocking down some of the pipelines. A lot of people don't realize it, but the oil and natural gas pipelines, quite a few of them actually go through the New Madrid Fault area. So sever some bridges, boy, just think of the economic devastation that would have on the United States.
Now add that too, at the same time, if New Madrid hits, there's probably going to be a few precursors and aftercursors, if you would, to what's happening in other parts of the country. And one of which, we are waiting for a massive volcano eruption up in the mountains of Yosemite and in Colorado, different places all around. Those mountains, those volcanoes that have been dormant forever are heating up. That's a fact. They're heating up. Okay, so if they hit, how are we going to protect ourselves? So, because if you're having more than one disaster, how do you protect yourselves?
And so, a big part of the preparation should be communication, because if you talk to people that have ever been in war and they're in a foreign war, and thank goodness I haven't, they say that when they don't know what's going on in the rest of the world, when they have no idea what's going on with their family and just life in general, that's one of the worst parts about war. You know, that's even worse than being shot at on a daily basis. It may be hard for us to believe that, but we've heard people actually state that. And a big part of that, you can put in an FM micro transmitter to not only keep your family informed in your neighborhood, but to reach out to people that are looking for answers. You know, if the communication grid goes down, you can have a little FM microcaster and a little FM transmitter putting out truth information on what they could be doing to help themselves and to help their loved ones. And RBN has a advertiser, and the advertiser is CastleBroadcastingSystems.com or FMMicrocaster.com, either one of those websites, or you can go to RBN's website and click on the banner and go there straight up. So that's a big part of it, and a big part of it is becoming a ham operator.
Bring in the ham operators.
Mm-hmm. So you can communicate two ways. You can actually reach around the world, literally. At certain times, you can actually talk to Japan. Right now, the sunspots aren't receptive. You know, we need more active sunspots to bounce all the way over to Japan via the 10-meter ham band, but that is possible during the right conditions.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, good morning, Lou. How are you doing?
Good morning. I had trouble getting through.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. But Lou is on the line with us, and Lou, we had a little conversation last night. You're actually setting up shop in a hospital or two, and part of this New Madrid shakedown drill.
Yes, as ham radio operators, they ask us to well, set up shop, like you said, in a hospital or in an emergency center, and use our equipment to communicate for a backup communication source.
Mm-hmm.
How does, say, for instance, if I was a ham operator and I wanted to get involved with an organization like that, how would I do that? Is that part of the AARL or what?
Yeah, you can get all the information you need for that through the AARL. But local ham radio clubs is the best way to go, and you can find those also through the ARRL.
And their website is basically that, ARRL.com, isn't it?
.com, yes.
So that's very simple. And once again, listeners, I'll put all this in the information on the show description and in the flopside.com in the email blast that I send out every show ending so everybody can get at it. So now, exactly what are you going to be doing in these hospitals during this drill, Lou?
Well, we'll be most likely in an emergency room, and we'll have a little corner of the room and with our radio equipment and just help them with the communications. We'll pass messages back and forth that'll go through a net control and on the air, and the messages are passed to wherever they're going.
And now, is this for government sources, or is this for average persons?
Well, ham radio is set up to be a backup communication system in case, worst case, everything else fails. And the hams have their own equipment and maintain it and practice this, throughout the year.
Okay, okay, are you talking about that a government sources have set you guys up in hospitals or whatever? Or is this just for, like, a drill that you guys are doing as ham radio operators?
Yeah, it's a drill that we do, but the government sometimes does give grants for the equipment to put in hospitals so that it'll be there and ready for a ham radio operator.
But you guys are not controlled by the government. You're independent of the government, so you're doing this. I guess the government's kind of relying on the goodness of the ham operators to take on this operation. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's part of the ham radio's purpose in life for the FCC to give us those frequencies is for us to provide backup communications and communication skills.
But if I understand you correctly, they're not controlling you. You're still independent, so you're still very much can put out truthful information, as you see it.
Well, I'd just like to know whether or not that they would stop you from putting out information on a disaster, what have you, and whether you must comply.
Well, yeah, there are controls like that. During World War II, the entire war, the ham radio was discontinued.
Uh-huh.
Ham radios were not allowed to get on the air, and that was a government mandate, and everybody had to go by that, and if you were on the air, then you were considered a spy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. I understood all that as a creature of history, that our government shut them down.
But has that happened since that day?
Yes.
No, not since World War II.
Oh, no. That's not correct. It also happened during Korea. There was a situation that was going on where in Vietnam, because we had a lot of Vietnamese immigrants coming in. And certain areas that had ham operators were shut down because they thought some people had infiltrated and come into America.
So they shut down.
Yeah, that could be. I don't know about that, but in general, ham radio in general was not shut down.
What about
kind of exclusive.
What about during the Katrina event? Because we were told that FEMA came in and cut phone lines and purposely disrupted communication. Did they disrupt the ham communication?
They kept hams from coming into the area. I personally know hams that went down there to help with communications. They loaded up their truck with equipment, went down there to help, and they were turned around at the Louisiana border.
Is that right?
Yes. Which blew me away. I just figured they would want all the help they could get, but for that situation, they did not.
Exactly. So that's the kind of thing we're running into.
But yeah.
Now, were there ham operators that were still communicating down in that area? They were already there, and we'll answer that after we come back from the break.
Okay.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
They burn the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy. Nobody wants to share at all.
Okay, Lou, the question is, do you remember the question I asked?
Blank stares from everyone. Sergey, help us.
And then after that, we have a caller, Guy in Arkansas. Maybe we should take the caller and remember what
I asked. Yeah, go caller first so you can think about it.
Guy
hey,
in Arkansas.
Guy, there?
What do you have for us this morning, Guy?
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
I kind of got on late this morning, but I noticed that you were talking about taking down the short
hammer
during crisis moments, and I... Like I said, I got on a little late this morning, so I don't know if you covered this, but if you hadn't, Japan shut down their ham radios, too, a couple of weeks ago, especially when this nuclear thing started getting really out of hand. I heard that over, I forget exactly where I heard it, but I definitely heard it, that it was a news release that they took over, they shut down all the hams, and that's why no... information was really getting out as far as the rural areas and what people were reporting as far as their radiological equipment detections. So I just thought I'd throw that into the pot today and stir it up for you and let it go from there. Thanks a lot.
You're a stirrer.
Well, thanks for that input, Guy. And that was one of the questions I asked Lou about, if we had any contact with people in Japan, you know, ham operators and... So that's interesting information. Have they opened that back up, Guy, or do you have any information towards that?
I haven't heard anything from that one point, and I just have to assume that that's once they shut it down, of course, they don't tell you, okay, we're up for running again, go ahead for it. You know, I don't know.
And did they give out a reason to justify that? Were they saying they had to have it for emergency use, or what did they justify that with?
They just said that a lot of the information is not coming out because the hams were shut down. Government declared a state of emergency, and under that, you know, they shut down the ham radios, and I guess there was some information coming out through the hams, but that was probably all in the private sector rather than, you know, into the commercial news outlets.
Okay,
well, I got something for you. Facebook and Twitter and local small micro broadcasters that are linking up to satellites have been getting out. So there's, you know, when we talk about ham radios, it's very important that we have multiple ways of communicating, not just one. Ham radio is one, having a micro broadcasting is another, okay, and another one is using technologies on your cell phones or anything else that you can do to get information out. Because on Women's View Radio, Deborah Bradley and myself, we have a lot of communication from people in Japan and in China and places like that, which normally are fairly shut down, but and they are still talking to people from Japan and coming over. So, you know, there are many ways and many avenues, but we have to be able to have every avenue we can.
On the local level, I want to use a long-range walkie-talkie with a local repeater installed somewhere on the tallest building or house or whatever, you know. And that way get those, you know, transmitting receiving cells can be multiplied all over the town by doing this.
And we hope more and more of the listeners are doing exactly what you're saying.
You don't have to be dependent on the cell tower, broadcasting tower, or anything. It just would work completely independent of the grid.
And that's what we're trying to get everybody to do, encourage them to get into the ham radio, the FM transmitter, transceiver business. Not necessarily business, but get that in their repertoire and be able to use it. Not only have it in a box on a shelf someplace, but actually get it. Have your friends have some, and then actually start using them as a form of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you use it all the time, then you're used to it, using it as a form of communication.
And, Guy, we thank you for your input. We have John in Missouri, and then after John, we have Rodney in Illinois. So, John, what do you have for us this morning?
What I have for you is the March 13th edition of Springfield News Leader. It's news from Springfield, Missouri. And according to them, a bill has been introduced into the House Energy and Commerce Committee. It's H.R. 607. It's sponsored by the Homeland Security, Peter King, Republican out of New York, and a new representative from Springfield, Missouri, Billy Long.
And this also another one from Gentry County, Missouri, which was Glenn Klippenstein. Yes, I know.
And the point is?
And the point is that the ham radio deal is going to change. Looks
is
to me
there,
like.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. It's a long article here, and it's just amazing to me. And this all went, they put this bill February. It came out in February of this year. And I just don't understand. I mean, you know, ham radios is one of the last things you'd want to be messing with on communications, I would think.
And then
not if you're a government wanting to shut things down.
That's the first thing they want to take away. That's the whole point, isn't it? So,
and if anybody wants to find out about this thing, so they don't think I'm blowing hot smoke, you know, and lying like a lot of people says and doesn't gets on here, but they can go to htomtompaul.loc.gov, and you can read the text of the bill. Decide for yourself, folks.
Hang on, John. We got a 3-minute break because we want to get that bill number out again. So you hang in there, and we'll get that out because this is very important.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
That one gets loud. We're back. that was a short thing here. Okay, we were talking about, real quick, you were talking about Jerry Brownfield. And we still want to make sure everybody reminds it to, you know, pay a little respects for a man who fought diligently to protect property rights and other things and get the good word out there. But one of the things you said is that, how do you say, he gave you 15 minutes of your time?
Yes, ma'am, he did. I dropped in on him, you might say, after he went through the problem with his location and getting, you know, transferred and everything. And I had mailed him a package, and the package had ended up in Columbia, Missouri, in several pieces, and he didn't get it, and I couldn't understand why he hadn't got it. And the DHL is who I sent it by. They finally called me, said, we got your number out inside the package, and it was laying in Columbia, Missouri, and I couldn't understand why it was, but they had went completely through it, I guess, because a lot of stuff on the content had been altered, and so when he sent it back to me, then it was on the box, it said, the media, subject to inspection. I didn't know all medias, they don't, whether they realize it or not, they're subject, anything they mail out, they're subject to be inspected. And so,
my stuff coming to our show does. I know it does.
Well, everything, and he couldn't believe that. I showed him the box. He wanted to keep the box. I said, no, just take a picture of it so you got it for your records, and he did. I think that's when he realized that he was being censored. Every show's been censored. Our mail's been censored, and, you know, the mail system is in sad repair. Everything that's going on, with, as far as I can see, the world is kilometers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's tracking control.
I wanted to bring up one thing. We brought up the fact that he was human, and we're all human, and that's the one thing that happens consistently. We are all human, and we may not agree with each other all the time, but in the end, it's that humanity that's going to save us. Everything else that we have, it's going to be the humanity reaching out to each other, being there for each other, that is going to decide the fate of our world, our country, our souls.
Well, I think God's going to do that job for us, because I think we're going to beat on each other until we have no choice.
Well, I want to not beat on each other.
But by the way, Beth is carrying on Dairy Show for now, and she's working to keep that on the air, and you can check that out, the Dairy Brownfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah, DairyBrownfield.com. You can still listen to Beth, and she's been doing very good shows. She's had some excellent guests on. So.
And she'll be coming on Capital Forum. Just
she will?
Yes, she will be.
So wonderful. Does that show come out on any station other than the computer?
I think it's still on a lot of AM and FM stations. I think a lot of the carriers still carriers. So far, they're still on the air.
Well, I'll have to call her office. See if it reaches my area. Well, listen, thank you, folks, and I won't get on to your thank you.
Yeah, and okay. The bill you mentioned was HR 607, so everybody can search on that broadband bill. And Lou, you were describing how that will actually affect ham operators, and then we have after that we have Rodney, Faith, and Jim all lined up as callers. So Lou, back to you.
Okay. Well, am I on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Back to the 400 megahertz frequencies. The hams had 420 to 450, and if they cut off 420 to 440, we still got 440 to 450, which is where all our repeaters are set up.
So that bill as written doesn't take away all the ham frequencies, but it takes a section of it.
It takes a big chunk of it, and hams are only secondary use on those frequencies anyway.
But the thing is, with almost all these bills that take away a lot of our rights, they'll start out kind of not so bad, and then all of a sudden, by the time they get it passed, everything's gone. So
yeah,
I start small.
Yeah.
I would
believe it or not, there are ways to bypass some of that, but we'll get to that on another show. Can we really quick check Rodney, Illinois? I don't want to leave our callers dropped.
All right, Rodney, what do you have for us?
I keep trying to think of uses for a FM micro in conjunction with ham, and the thought occurred to me, what if Paul Revere had a ham radio set and a micro FM transmitter? He could have saved his horse a lot of grief that night. And of course, you know, if he had that, and of course all the ragtag patriots, they would have all had their FM receivers. They could have got the message, and they would have, been a leg up on the redcoats. Now
we need to put our own satellite in space. Call
yeah.
it for human
well,
consumption.
I'm in a strange mood. I'm going to make this quick. I lost my last chicken to a blood-sucking raccoon last night.
Oh my!
And my opinion of the true terrorists. Look up the word. It is government gone wild. Mm-hmm. Is less than my opinion of that raccoon.
Mm.
Okay.
I have a question. But do they show you their boobs for beads?
What? Where did that
come
from?
Girls Gone Wild, don't we have Government Gone Wild? I mean, do we get a show on that?
Just turn on CNN. You'll see all you want.
You'll see.
Okay, let me get this out, and then I'm going to get off.
All right.
Till midnight tonight, I'm going to offer listeners of this program, Louise, you're not included.
Thanks a lot.
Transmitter, common antenna, and 30 feet of cable for $350.
Holy cow.
I'm losing money at $470.
Oh, my God.
That's not your fault. That's my fault because, as my father always said, you don't make money when you sell. You make money when you buy. Well, when you're dealing with the Chinese, don't expect them to be benevolent. They'll stab you in the back, which they did. So at $350 for that package, you can't beat it. And what I'm doing is I'm testing the waters.
All right.
Yeah.
Is there anybody listening to this program who has the imagination, the testicular fortitude to get an FM micro station and start consuming colloidal brass?
There you you go.
And get with the program.
You're not going to get a better deal than that. Rodney's talking about a complete plug-and-play setup, everything you need to get on the air, to keep yourself informed, to keep yourself in the loop, to keep your neighborhood in the loop, so you and your neighbors can take care of yourself. And if you're listening, if you ever wanted to explore this, I would jump on this deal.
By the way, that's dirt cheap, guys.
Midnight tonight, this program only.
And this wasn't staged. This is totally Rodney. Just since he's mad at the raccoon, he's just gone wild. So put out your websites, Rodney.
Well, RBN's got a banner, okay. CastleBroadcastingSystems.com, FMMicrocaster.com. Contact me. Use the contact link, and, you know, you'll do so. The email will be dated and timed, and we'll take care of the transaction from there.
So this is March 27th. You're talking about this, and until midnight tonight, you go to TasselBroadcastingSystems.com, go to RBN, you know, RBNRepublicBroadcasting.org, click the link there, however you want to get there, get there.
We'll call
just
it midnight.
Just remember, you guys,
midnight.
I have to pay full price. So this is just for you guys out there. This is a great deal.
And by the way, you're making Lou feel bad because Lou bought a couple of these and he didn't get that deal.
Well, Lou, you know, if you...
That's all right.
We'll let Lou talk about his experiences, you know. But anyhow, Tom, you know me. I'm a carpenter by trade. I'm not a salesman. I'm not, you know, I'm not Ted Anderson trying to hawk gold and silver.
Right.
This is, you know, this is just like, you know, a Ron Paul supporter who gives away bumper stickers and yard signs to lots of people who want to get something for nothing. Well, I'm not giving these away. You're gonna have to, you know, cough up the cost. You know,
I think you're losing about $150 on this deal, knowing the numbers behind the scenes.
Probably
so.
More than that.
So
anyhow, Lou, yeah, great to hear your voice. Like to hear more from you. And yeah, I'll get off. Bye.
Well,
hey, Rodney, I'd like to get you back on the show on an hour of program, maybe even two, and have you and Lou together, see what we can come up with.
Thank you for that input, Rodney. And I believe what he said was, you can listen to the archives, $350 until midnight tonight. You get a complete FM transmitter system. Mm-hmm. And once again, that puts out normal FM, whatever frequency you choose. You get to pick your own station frequency. You find a blank spot in the dial. Put your plug that into your computer, your satellite, a CD player, cassette player, you know, whatever kind of media you want. You can plug a microphone into it. You can be your own broadcaster. You can be your own FM station.
Okay, we got Faith. Go ahead, Faith. Faith, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
This is about somebody had called in and said that in Japan they halted the ham radios.
Correct.
From what I understand, that's not true, not entirely. When the earthquake hit and the tsunami hit and the Fukushima factory started going crazy, as far as I know, and this is, like I said, this is just what I've heard. Anybody who knows more is welcome to jump in, but the production of the Yaesu amateur radio equipment at Vertex Standard Factory, that was temporarily halted due to earthquake damage. As far as I know, not only did they not halt ham radios all over the country or anything, just where the earthquake damage was really bad, and then later when they had to evacuate people from radiation locations, but Japan Amateur Radio League International was going strong. In fact, they were the ones who were transmitting to the rescue workers and requests for the workers from the information the disaster situation information, refugee centers, available supplies, electricity, water, all that stuff. They were actually on the ham radios doing that, and it's crazy to think that we might lose that here.
Yeah, well, that's excellent input. I'm glad you called in and spoke towards that, Faith. And that's exactly
what... Thanks for letting me bug you.
Well, that's exactly what we need our listeners to do, is get involved with this. Get you an FM micro transmitter, get you a ham radio set up, and do as Faith suggests, you know, be part of the process.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Thank you, Faith.
Thank you. And we have a Jim in Missouri. Jim, what do you have for us? And it might take, I realize we're going quickly through these calls, but we have a bunch of calls. Jim, are you with us? Lou, I remember the question, and as soon as Jim gets pulled up, we'll bring him up. But Lou, I remember the question. In Katrina, did we get much ham communication coming out of there that was already set up there? Uh-oh, I think we've lost some of our callers. Okay, what about Greg in California? Is he still on the line? Did we lose everybody?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Good morning. Good morning, Louise, Greg. Sergey.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning.
Morning. I just had a question for those of us that are not techno-minded. what would be the case if... just don't understand how... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought I heard it. Those of us that know the government, how they work, how does these FM transmitters work? And at first thought, why wouldn't they shut down every repeater? Why wouldn't they shut down all electricity off the grid? Now, do these FM repeaters or these micro things that those of us that may buy them or work within our counties, doesn't that take electricity? And then what if they shut down the grid, you know, setting aside a solar panel, Tom?
All right, Greg, before you ask 1,000 questions, let's ask some of your very good questions.
Fine.
The FM transmitter that Rodney was talking about is a very much a plug-and-play. You just plug it into the wall or plug it into a battery backup system, and it's going to go on the air. And it's just normal FM. Now, what we're talking about with Lou is ham communication. And those repeaters, like you're saying, they are solar-powered battery backup systems that should be on the air. Obviously, government can scramble the frequencies, or they can put out a decree that says, hey, no more ham operation on these frequencies. And like we talked about in World War II, call you a spy if you actually use those frequencies. But, yeah, the ham operators are totally independent, for the most part, of government agencies. So that's they're on our side for the most part. So, Lou, do you want to add anything? Quit, Greg.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can't they shut those down, though? I have one other question after that.
They're owned by people. They're not owned by the government. So they they can scramble them, but they can't. They don't have a switch to shut them off.
They have direct control to shut them off.
So the scramblers, are they, though, sufficient enough to dismember our communication, or is that only infrequently?
Other than Katrina, I don't think they've actually tried to disrupt that, other than the wars when they had a decree of you're a spy type thing.
But we're talking about communism here, Tom. We're talking about Illuminati.
Right.
We're talking about people that kill people. Now, what are they going to do to us?
Well,
real quick, Rodney wanted me to say on the air real quick that he's limiting that to 10.
I don't blame him.
The
first 10 people to take advantage of that $350 offer to Rodney. Because, that was a spur of the moment type deal. So he might be sorry he put that out. But anyway, first 10 callers. Anyway,
Greg, if you want to hear how it's done in the former Soviet Union, they did it. As a matter of fact, I was listening at that time shortwave radio when the whole thing started to escalate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was basically the entire diapason from 25 to 75 meters on the shortwave were actually scrambled. So no one in the country would listen to any Russian program come from abroad, either Europe or North America. So that was done very well. So some, amateurs, include myself, what we've done, we would just basically, change the diapason, install another little, circuit in it to be able to go to the lower meter, such as I did on 19 meters. So, the government knew they couldn't handle beyond that. No, they actually could, but they didn't, because they knew it's probably very few people who could do that, and those people would have to be, be knowledgeable how to do that. So that wasn't an average Joe, home project, really.
After
it was done, then... the people actually on the 19 meters could listen without scrambling any information coming. It's like, for example, Voice of America in the Russian language, or the Voice of Europe, you know, in the Russian language also. That was the way to be able to get some information from other sources.
You know, the one reason that we have an advantage nowadays is technology is advanced, where you have multiple band radios, so you just flip those couple switches, and you're back on the other different frequency. So let's get Lou is the expert, and we'll get back to Lou after this break.
But also, Jim was on there. We lost you. Please call back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
We got too many callers, but we're back. Lou, go ahead. Tell us a little bit. We do have Jim on the line, but we'll wait here for a minute. Let's go ahead and talk about what other information you'd like to give everyone.
Well, we were talking about the GRS radios, and that's a handheld unit that can go through a repeater, and those they cannot shut down. They can find you if you use them with their direction-finding equipment, but they actually cannot shut them down. Unless they jam the frequencies.
It'd be really tough to jam all those frequencies, but it could be done. But and we have a caller, Jim, in Missouri. What do you have for us, Jim? And it might take a second to switch over to Jim.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
You're on the air, Jim.
Yes.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, wonderful. Finally.
As far as this has been a very interesting conversation. As far as the ham radios go, this is my personal opinion. Go get trained. Don't get certified.
Okay.
Don't get certified. That way you're not out on the radar.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I know who this Jim is, and yep. I would agree.
Jim's a good super patriot, and he's been in the movement forever.
And I just wanted to give I wanted to take this opportunity. I was contacted by the two gentlemen last night that set up the Get Prepared Expo.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Down in Springfield.
It's going to happen in Springfield.
Please plug it,
Jim. May 13th and 14th. I went to their website. The website is getpreparedexpo.com. And when I looked through who the speakers were and what the subjects were, if I was anybody even close within 500 miles, I would get to Springfield, Missouri, May 13th and 14th.
GetPreparedExpo.com, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. And I'm excited about that as well.
It is. I mean, John Moore's going to be there. John Stattmiller's going to be there, both from RBN.
Is Richard Mack going to be there, or was that a different?
Mack's going to be there.
Excellent. It's worth going to see.
It's going to be absolutely incredible. And we're going to be talking about communications. We're going to be talking about food. We're going to be talking about preparedness. But it's going to be at the Expo Center downtown. Beautiful place, brand new. We just spent several millions just a few years ago to build it. And, you couldn't have a better venue to do it in. But it's starting in Springfield, Missouri,
and
May
Jim,
13th and 14th. And
let me put out the phone number. We'll have people listening on a shortwave or whatever that can't get to the website. The phone number is 417-200-4715. Once again, 417-200-4715.
Yeah, and one of the organizers is Mark Wright, who is a recovering politician.
Ooh. Poor guy.
He was a Missouri State Representative for I think 8 years.
And he mm-hmm. turned good.
So well, I think Louise probably knows who Mark is.
Oh yeah.
Probably so. Hey,
Jim,
so,
does it cost anything to get in? As far as the tickets or
it looks
yes.
like one day
yeah,
is $7.
I think it's $7 at the door.
Yep. $7. Lou, any closing comments?
The Japanese, they asked the hams, they sent out a bulletin and asked the hams not to use certain frequencies, set them aside for the Japanese people to use for their emergency communications.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. It was another Whiplash show. We jumped around a little bit, but thanks for staying in there with us, and we'll see you next week, y'all willing.